Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great time with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about SBE Council.
SBEcouncil.org. That's where you go. We are everything for small business. We work on policy issues. You can get information there about helping to run your business better, financing. You know, we don't do that stuff directly, but we bring in all sorts of folks such as yourself. So, but really policy issues A to Z, you go there and get all the information you need. Obviously, you can become a member as well, and we've got great reports. I mentioned a report we did on energy last year. We've got our book available there, and also things like our Small Business Survival Index, where we rank the states in terms of how friendly they are. So,
and an organization, folks, I've been telling you about since 1997. In fact, there is no organization I've been talking about more that's helping small business owners every day than Ray and Ray's group and the great, of course, his leader and our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president of SBE Council. Thanks, Ray, for all the good work you guys do. We're talking about energy. We're talking about the power that the United States has that we should be proud of, we should be leveraging. And one of those things, Ray, is liquefied natural gas. We could convert all this natural gas that we have in amazing abundance. We could be converting that more and more into liquefied natural gas and exporting it as a product. We could be changing our balance of trade here, couldn't we?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And it's on the natural gas front and on the oil front. I mean, just
and
looking
at the geopolitics front.
Yep, and it's tremendous opportunities, and we're going to be, you know, the projections are that we're going to be the world's top oil producer by about 2015. We're going to be a net exporter of natural gas 2018. So this liquefied natural gas opportunity is just tremendous. But again, the administration has been very slow in terms of approving LNG facilities, export facilities. So they just approved the seventh one the other day, but they've got more than 20. They've had more than 20 applications sitting there. And again, it's been a foot dragging situation.
These are facilities around the country, folks.
Yes.
We took a year off,
Jim, almost a year off, to figure out if exports were good or not.
Wow.
More exports of natural gas were good for the U.S. economy or not. Well, last time I checked, almost everybody agreed that expanding our exports was a good thing. And, of course, that's the answer that they finally came up with, thankfully. But now we've got a situation where let's move ahead on these approvals and let's, again, take advantage of this natural resource that we have that we've been able to tap into where we weren't able to before. And by doing that, boost economic growth, boost job creation, and expand the number of businesses.
I still say that the price of oil is too high. I still say that by a third. And I think a lot of that is because of policies coming out of Washington. And if somebody, you know, to me, if I ever have a chance to interview President Obama, I'm going to say, Mr. Obama, Mr. President, you're very much concerned for the poor. Good for you. And for the downtrodden, the underclass, the middle class, as you call them, as you call us. But you could be doing things to lower the price of energy. A personal minimum wage could get by a lot better off if they were paying $2 a gallon for gas instead of $3.30 a gallon for gas. Why aren't you doing something about that?
Yeah, no, you're right about
that. Nobody asked him that question, Ray.
You're right about all the obstacles. There are other things. I just did a little piece on what's up with oil prices lately. I mean, there's a geopolitical risk factor, uncertainty factor in that price of oil. There's also, nobody wants to talk about this, but I've been talking about it for a number of years, Federal Reserve monetary policy, oil's priced in dollars.
No question.
And loose money has been a mess, and we've devalued.
And it's making Russia rich, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our monetary policy is giving is giving monetary support for Russia right now.
Yeah, so that's a big issue, and it's not just going back to 2008, which has been the most egregious in terms of our monetary policy, but you actually go back even farther, right. And we've seen a decline in the dollar.
Well, no question about it, and it's getting worse. Hey, Ray, good job today. Thanks for the good research on energy. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Always be good being with you.
Yeah, you too, Ray. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He'll be back with some more good stuff for us very soon, another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be back after the news for another hour of the Small Business Advocate Show. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.